السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله ذو فضل كرم إحسان وفضل تعالى. الله رب العزت has allowed for us to gather in his house and make some mudhakara of some aspect of this beautiful deen that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Without the deen of Allah Ta'ala, we are nothing. But do I really give that much importance to it? Everything about me is about the deen of Allah Ta'ala. If it were not for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then I am absolutely nothing. There is no difference between my life and the life of animals. They eat, they procreate, they die. The difference with them is that there is no hashar, no hisab kitab. Some judgment will take place between them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that on the day of Qiyamah, even insafi will be made between animals. That if an animal with horns butted an animal without horns, so the situation will now be reversed. The one with the horns will be removed. The one that never had horns, Allah Ta'ala will give it horns, and it will be given that chance to take its revenge. Yet they are going to turn to dust. There's no Jannat for them, there's no Jahannam for them. They are going to be turned to dust. Despite that, Allah Ta'ala will see to it that justice will be meted out. Now what about us? We are the ones for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. We are the ones for whom Allah Ta'ala has created Jannat. Allah Ta'ala decorates Jannat every year. And Allah Ta'ala has also created a Jahannam. Jannat and Jahannam, they were having a discussion. So Jahannam said, فِي الْمُتَكَبِّرُونَ وَالْجَبَّارُونَ, all the tyrants, all the proud people, the people who are high and mighty in the dunya, they'll be in me. And Jannat said that all the weak people will be in me. The weak people, the poor people, they'll be in me. So Allah Ta'ala then sorted out the dispute. Allah Ta'ala mentioned to Jannat that, Jannat, you are my mercy. Arhamu biki man asha. That through you I show mercy on whomsoever I want to show mercy. And Jahannam, you are my azab. Whoever I want to punish, then I punish them through you. And for the both of you will get full. Jannat too will get full, Jahannam too will get full. Both will get full. So when that is our situation, that we are not just going to be turned to dust. Our situation is aage jana hai. Roze qiyamat ke baad, we still have to go forward. There's only two roads. either Jannat or Jahannam. That's our situation. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to be so afraid over this, that it is recorded that certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu included, they used to say that if only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up and finish. In other words, that fear to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and give an account of our deeds. That how did I spend my life? How did I earn my wealth? How did I spend my wealth? In what did I use my health? In how did I spend my life? The ilm that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with, how did I use that ilm? All these questions are going to be posed to us on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, in this surah, normally these ayat, you say, Morana, you a little bit late. These ayat, we speak about them before Dhul Hijjah. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, takes five qasams. The first qasam Allah Ta'ala takes is on dawn. Some mufassirin say it is general, any dawn. Other mufassirin say that Allah Ta'ala is referring to the morning of the 10th of Zulhijjah. And they give reasons why, I'm not going into all those details. And then Allah Ta'ala, the second qasam Allah Ta'ala takes on the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So these days and nights of Zulhijjah, you have heard from your ulama couple weeks ago, that there are no other days in which Allah Ta'ala loves to be worshipped than these days. Allah Pak loves to be worshipped on these days. And the nights, if a person makes ibadat, he gets the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. If a person keeps roza, he gets 1 year's sawab, 1 year's roza for every day that he fasts. And then Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the even and the odd. So here also, Mufassirin have gone into great detail explaining what is Allah Ta'ala referring to by even and odd. But some Mufassirin, they say that even refers to all the makhluk. Because Allah Ta'ala has created the makhluk in pairs. So even refers to the makhluk, and odd refers to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is one. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is no similarity to Allah Ta'ala. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah Ta'ala is one, Allah Ta'ala is unique. So Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam on Himself. And then Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam on the night when it passes, wal-layl. After taking these five qasams, Allah Pak asks, هَلْ فِي ذَلِكَ قَسَمُ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. That taking these five qasams, is it now sufficient for a person with aqal? This word hijr, the Mufassirin explain, hijr refers to prohibiting something, stopping something. The Mufassirin explain that the aqal, it is, this word is used for the aqal. Why? Because insan's aqal, Allah Ta'ala has given him an aqal, which is beyond the aqal that Allah has given to any other makhluk. The aqal that Allah Pak has given insan, He hasn't given to any other makhluk. A cognitive mind, Allah Ta'ala has given to insan. So this akal, its function is to stop man from breaking Allah's command. That whenever man wants to go towards what his nafs is desiring, then this akal must prevent him, this akal must stop him. He must use his akal. When we are growing up and we're fortunate to have our parents, or we're fortunate to have some good asatiza, some good mashayikh, when we err, when we do wrong, then what did they ask us? Where was your brains? Where was your brains? Because when we're doing masti, then we're all very happy doing the masti together. But when we get caught, then it wasn't me, it's everybody else. So the fathers in those days were true fathers, because they had the well-being of the children at heart. This is why if we got caught doing something wrong, then the last thing we wanted to happen is that the uncle must go and tell my father. The uncle gave me one shot, he took off with me. I just hope it ends there. Every musalli in the masjid had a right to give you one shot. And you hoped that it ended there. Nobody else saw and must go tell my father. He mustn't see my father. Hopefully my father will read a little bit long rakats after namaz. That mota will be gone. Because if he goes to tell my father, then it's worse. Today when a child does wrong, he's threatening his own ustad, I'll tell my father. Why? Because fathers have ceased to be fathers. Fathers have become those that are paving the road to Jahannam for the children. Fathers can't see that my child did anything wrong. It's my child. Who gave you the right? So this is why today we are growing weeds instead of flowers. It's our own fault. The whole change in mindset. So Allah Ta'ala takes these five qasams, and then Allah Pak says, is this enough now? Are these five enough for a person with some akal mandi? And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about different nations. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Aad. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Thamud. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us how He dealt with these people. With regards to the Aad, Allah Pak says He never created other humans like them. So powerful they were. So powerful. Tall, like palm trees, strong. Lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. Allah Pak didn't create others, other humans like them. But they too were destroyed. When they transgressed, they went against Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, they refused to submit, they became proud, then Allah Ta'ala wiped them out. The Thamud, the same thing happened. Fir'aun, in his life, never suffered even a headache. He taught himself to be so powerful that he used to peg people to the ground. So much of zulm, oppression. He too met his end. He too met his end. And what is his situation today? النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Now when Fir'aun died, from then to now, every morning and evening, the fire of Jahannam is presented to him. To increase his suffering, increase his anxiety, the one who was saying, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى I am your Rabb Almighty. He was made that claim, wa na'udhu billah. And how many years this will continue? Only Allah Ta'ala knows when Qiyamah will take place. And Allah Ta'ala says, wa yawma taqumu as-sa'a. Now after Qiyamah takes place, adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadda al-'adhab. Then Fir'aun and his people, they will be entered into the severest torment, severe azab. So all that mightiness and mekoi who, I'm someone, all that oppression, all whatever he did, we got him in the end. No way. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this, and then Allah speaks about these different nations. After that, Allah Ta'ala comes to the subject of the qasams. Generally in the Quran Sharif, when Allah Ta'ala will take a qasam, then it will be followed by the subject of the qasam. Allah Ta'ala is taking a qasam, and then the reason for which the qasam is taken will come. In this particular surah, Allah Ta'ala takes 5 qasams. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions the fate of these nations. And then Allah Ta'ala brings the subject of the qasam. The subject of the qasam, inna rabbaka labil mirsad. That undoubtedly your Rabb, labil mirsad, the Mufassirin explain that this word, it is used to understand it like how an enemy has laid an ambush, and the advancing army is walking towards that ambush, totally oblivious of what's going to happen. They're feeling quite safe. They're quite happy, chirpy, yapping away. And next thing, they walk straight into that ambush. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Your Allah, your Rabb is ever watchful over you. We must never ever forget this, that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Jo tu karta hai chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tu aasma se. What you are doing, hiding from the people of the world. Remember, somebody is looking at you from above. Allah Ta'ala is observing us. Allah Ta'ala is Alim. Allah Ta'ala is Khabir. We, as South Africans living in this country, Muslims, a minority, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with abundance. Whether it is from a dini perspective, Allah Ta'ala has given us abundance. All works of deen are thriving in our country. We have so many madaris, so many makatib, so many darulums. And on the other hand, when it comes to dunya also, Allah Ta'ala has given us in abundance. Our forefathers, where they came from, they made mehnat, very difficult days, hard days. Today we were traveling, coming through this back road through Wartburg and past coming near Snembe and all that, Bamshela and that whole road. So one of the satis in the car, he is recalling his late father, that my father used to rep all here, to go to all these shops. And he had these items that he was repping, some packaging, etc. He used to go to all these little shops, small towns, repping. In a humble way, earned his rosy. The son, on the other hand, the fruit of the father's efforts, the father's du'as, the father's guidance. Right? The son, on the other hand, he has prospered so much in the dunya that had his father been alive, he'd be shocked. That where Allah Pak has taken my son, what Allah Pak has given my son. And you will hear stories like this from so many families. Father had a little tea room, humble beginnings. Father was a working class man. Today the son, he's running big businesses. He's got big property portfolio. He's got this, he's got that. It is all the barakat of that seed. Halal rizq. They watched how they spent. We were just talking in the car about one elderly person from Pietermaritzburg. When he used to come to the Kabristan, so he had one Toyota Corolla. Come to the Kabristan, he had his boots, because the Kabristan sometimes is muddy. So now he'll take out the boots, take his shoes off, put the boots on, go in the Kabristan, read, etc., come back, now take a newspaper, put it down, put the boots on the newspaper. Because things came hard, things came in a difficult way, they understood how many 20s make 100. Today, when Allah Ta'ala has opened the road, what are we doing with wealth? Deen Allah Pak has given us. Bayans, dime a dozen. In the old days, the old people will wait now. One person, one Moli Sahab will come from somewhere, give a bayan. It was like a big thing in the town. It will be a bayan today now in the masjid. Today, everywhere you go, bayans are taking place, bayans are taking place. But then what qadr do we have for it? What qadr do we have for it? Islamic literature, every second person is sending something on your phone. The old people would wait. One article will be published. Those days to print something was expensive. That thing was printed, put in the masjid. If you go through the old people's cupboards, you will find a file. All those articles they took, they filed it away. They kept it, they had qadr for it. The deen that Allah Pak has given us, we are losing value for that. The dunya that Allah Pak has given us, we're taking for granted. We're taking for granted now. I can just now do as I will, as I please. With the result, we are falling into a ghaflat. We are falling into a ghaflat. Brothers, don't know whose du'as is with us. Wallahi, we are a very blessed people. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is so much on us. When this government was changing, when Mandela was released, and now apartheid was abolished, and this new democratic government was coming in, both of them, Islamically, we don't recognize them. The zulm that those people made, the apartheid government, that is not the teachings of Islam. The democracy that these people have come with, that is also not according to the teachings of Islam. Both are incorrect. That's not my topic. My point is that when that was happening, the older people will tell us how much of uncertainty there was. How people were stocking up with baked beans at home, candles, different necessities people were stocking up. That now we don't know what's going to happen. Country is going to go into civil war. Don't know what will be the outcome. And Allah Ta'ala in His mercy, He gave us a very smooth transition. Nothing really took place. There may have been isolated incidents here and there, but nothing really major took place. Every now and again, Allah Ta'ala is showing us how fragile our existence is. But our pride is not allowing for us to take a lesson. Our ghaflat is not allowing for us to wake up from our slumber and our sleep. We seen what happened when that COVID thing, a foolish thing, but how the government can make your life a misery. Businesses were closed. Masajid were closed. Forget businesses. You can't move around. You can't do this. You can't do that. The people who are supposed to be cared about your health, people were lying like corpses in the hospitals. The doctors themselves were so afraid to go near the patients. So what a situation that was. Allah Ta'ala brought it to an end. Not long after that, we had that looting and all that that took place. Have we forgotten what happened? All our towns were affected. Stanga also was affected. Have we forgotten? Do we think that our pea shooters sorted the problem out? No. I was running in the street with my shotgun and my 9mm and my AR and my AK. We sorted the things out. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, our towns could have been razed to the ground. Maaf for the language. In English they say razed to the ground. The ajeeb language. Say razed to the ground. Why? If we look at other places, now a lot of people are going to Sham. So maybe people from your town also have been to Sham. Ask them what is destruction. Ask them what is destruction. You think those people never had AK-47s? When Allah Pak wants a destruction to take place, your AK-47 is not going to do nothing. Whole towns totally wiped out. Whole towns. Not a single building standing. The town that was bustling is a ghost town. Not a single person living there. Everybody is in refugee camps. Allah Ta'ala took us to Burma. We've seen the destruction there. We've seen the destruction in Sham. We're hearing about what is happening in Gaza. Allah Pak is showing us signs. What is happening in Sudan? People are being chopped up. Do we think that we are untouchable? That nothing can happen to us? We're very, very safe. Allah Pak every time brings us right there where things can really go off. And Allah Pak saves the day for us. Every time Allah Ta'ala saves the day for us. So many ulama, our Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi included, keep on reminding us of Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullah Alayhi's words when he went to Burma. He went to Burma and he seen the halat of the people. And then he said to them, that I see dark clouds hovering over you. And he explained that I'm not making any prophecy. But if you see rain clouds, you know it's going to rain. If you see a lady that is expecting, you know she's going to have a baby. The signs are there, you can see it. And he warned them at that time. Because they also, Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. Most of them had come from Gujarat, settled here in Burma, became multi-billionaires. Allah had blessed them. But when he saw the type of lifestyle they leading, then he warned them. But unfortunately, when the heart is clouded and dark, then we don't take heed. When the message is given to us, we don't take heed. The warning doesn't hit home. And then it was too late. Now what started happening to the people of Burma, up to today they are suffering. What started at that time, up to now, whole communities are still living in refugee camps in Bangladesh. We don't have to go far. Ask the old people what the Ranamo did in Maputo. What happened there? People that were wealthy, they had to now start accepting zakat. Wealthy people, huge businesses, they had to now start accepting zakat. Idi Amin, what he did. So Allah Ta'ala shows us every time, once again, there is a fear. So in our mind, no, this is to do with the foreigner. This is to do with the foreigner. But is Allah Ta'ala not showing us again that, oh my banda, see how this person, his life can just get turned upside down in one, just one swipe. How many people have lost their whole businesses? Just now, after we left Albert Falls on the way, I got khabar that one of the imams in the location masjid there, in the musalla, he was arrested. Himself, his wife, his child. Arrested, put in the cell. We will only release once there is a confirmed bus ticket that he is on his way home. So the person is serving for how many years there? His rosy, his house, everything is there. Overnight, gone, everything, you go. So, I remember once, as Mufti Ibrahim Saraji Sahib, he mentioned this to us, that one businessman, wealthy person, so he came to meet Mufti Sahib. Normally Mufti Sahib walks after Asr, you know, he takes a walk. So that person was walking with Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So he's complaining to Hazrat Mufti Sahib that, hey, you know, business is a bit on the, you know, bit bad this year. So when our businessmen say business is bad, what they mean business is bad? That last year, my net was so many bar. So this year my net was 2 bar less. So business is bad. But I'm still going Umrah, I'm still changed the shape of the car, still did some renovations at home, bought the lighty one GTI, you know, everything I still did. But business is bad. Business is bad. Right? So at that time, there was one person walking past, bare feet. Must have been a garden boy in one of the houses or something. He was walking past barefoot. He got his half loaf in his hand and he's whistling away and walking. So the Mufti Sahib asked him, said, tell me, what makes you any better than that person? You could have been that person working in somebody's garden, walking barefoot and taking home your half loaf bread. That could have been you. It's only Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Pak's favor, that He gave you what you got. But that person is smiling and you upset. That person is laughing, you complaining. So these brothers that are being affected, different towns, I don't know here, Stango, Allah Pak make hifazat, but this thing is spreading different places, and currently the target, they're saying foreigners, that's all just bahana. But Allah Pak is showing us that see how I can turn somebody's life. In one instant, your life can turn. Now, should it not be for us to take a lesson? One of the downfalls of the Bani Israel is that a person would see somebody doing wrong, right? So you would tell them, you know, what you're doing is wrong. That person won't stop his wrong. But the fact that he never stop his wrong, it doesn't stop this person from eating with him, drinking with him, socializing with him. Yet he's engaged in wrong. This was one of the downfalls of the Bani Israel. Now let us ask ourselves that in our communities, in our families, sometimes in our own homes, how many wrongs are taking place? Different fitnas are coming about. For everything we got one fatwa and we got one excuse. The ajeeb thing, you will have a child in your business, your own son. He is maybe 25, 28, he joined your business. You don't allow him to make the big decisions in your business. Aju nallo che. He needs some experience, you know. He's still small. But when it comes to your deen, then one young Mufti Sahab who came out from the Darul Uloom, he doesn't have too much tajruba. He's young. He will still bloom. His time will come. He will see life. Sometimes he's young, sometimes his nafs also will get the better of him. We'll make him our sarparast. Why? Because he's going according to our nafs. So we want to play paddle, for example. Today paddle is a big thing. To play paddle. So now if anybody tell us that this is wrong, this paddle thing, by which fatwa can tell you it's wrong? And you'll get one young Mufti Sahab too. No, nothing wrong. You're keeping fit. Just make niyat for jihad, man. You even get sawab for it. Usme kya? But is there intermingling there or not? Is there showing off there or not? Is there arguments that take place there or not? Are men not coming there with their wives? Muslim men. Apne haath ko apne dil par rakho. Istafti qalbak. Take your hand, put on your heart, and ask yourself, this paddle thing from the time it came out, did it come with a wake of fitna or not? Are they not women, Muslima women, wearing tight pants and going to play that game? So this is a sickness, it's a disease in the ummah. But we want to justify. Our weddings, our wanimas. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, "Unt e unt, teri kaun si kal seedhi? The camel o camel, which part of you is straight?" He used to lament this. He used to say that, "Unt e unt, teri kaun si kal seedhi? Which part of you is straight?" Just now I entered the masjid, few youngsters sitting in the back. I'm seeing the youngster got a phone in his hand and he's very engrossed in the phone. So I'm thinking, what is this fellow doing with the phone? Azan is going, 2-3 of them now, they got the phone in their hand. What's going on? As I'm walking there, I see Maulana Rashid Sahab is walking across. Whether they were making a video of him or what they were doing, wallahu alam. So I went up to them. I said, give me the phone. That person is hesitant. I said, give me the phone. So I took the phone from him. I gave it to Maulana. I said, open this phone and delete the video. Now this tasawir, what a big guna it is. What a big guna. Now we just get one fatwa somewhere. No, picture, digital picture is fine. So see where it leads to now. Innocent people may be reading salah and they're getting videoed. The people who say that this tasawir is permissible, they say you must tolerate ikhtilaf. So the people that are making tasawir, why don't they tolerate the opinion of the others? That we regard this tasawir to be haram. But you're taking picture here of anyone and everybody. Where is the tolerance from the opposite side? So I told Moin Rashid, I said, open the phone and delete it. So that brother is telling me, no, I'm making a video of my toes. So even if he was making a video of his toes, azan is going, masjid ke andar, we doing this? And it's not unique to Stanger. It's not unique to Stanger. This thing is happening even in the Haram Sharif. In the Haram Sharif too is happening. This is our ghaflat, where we are gone. But we are thinking that no, we are fine. This problem is a foreigner problem. If Allah Ta'ala wants, one alim, you know, he mentioned, he said that, Maulana, I can't understand the ghaflat of the ummah. The writing is on the wall. Right? These people, whether it will happen, whether it won't happen, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, nothing happens. But they are threatening that on the 30th, there will be a shutdown. This is going, the last looting that happened. That's the same thing they said. There must be a shutdown, there must be a close national strike and whatever. And then what that thing turned out into. Few businessmen I spoke to now recently, they said, Maulana, yeah, alhamdulillah, things are just starting to come right now. You know? Lot of people, they lost so much in that last time. You know, now we're just starting to come right. Now if we have to suffer another thing like that. So this alim is saying, you see, Maulana, these people are talking about this 30th, right? But a family of mine, they are having a wedding on the 28th, full of guna kind wedding. See, akal kahan hai? Where is our brains? That this thing is looming over us. And on the 28th, 2 days before what date they talking about going there, musti, we going and making Allah angry. We'll conclude on this, that in 650 Hijri, there was a fire that broke out. This fire, it burnt everything in its path. Even rocks, it melted rocks. Such was the intensity of the flame. When Allah Pak tells us about Jahannam, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ, Allah Pak showed us some small example of it in the dunya, that fire was coming like waves of the ocean. It melted rock, it melted whole mountains. But it never burned trees. It didn't burn trees. Allah was showing His Qudrat. It is mentioned that there was one rock. Half of the rock was within the boundary of Madinah Munawwarah. And half of the rock was out of the boundary of Madinah Munawwarah. The fire came right to the border of Madinah Munawwarah. It burnt half of that rock. The fire remained for 12 days. In those days, the people of Madina Munawara, they turned to Allah Ta'ala. They cried to Allah Ta'ala. They started putting their muamalat right. If they were owing anybody, they went and paid the person. If they had broken ties, they went and mended the ties. If they were not talking to somebody, they went and asked Mafi and they sorted things out. They put all the affairs right and they cried to Allah Pak. After 12 days, Allah Ta'ala sent a wind and pushed this fire away from Madina Munawara, and eventually this fire died. This is what we should be doing. This is what we as an ummah should be doing. And I appeal to our elders in the community that take the whole community as your children. Like how it used to be in the old days. And I appeal to our young people that let us not allow our wealth to make us proud and arrogant. Let us not allow our triceps and biceps to make us proud and arrogant. Let us not allow that one firearm I'm carrying on my side to make me proud and arrogant. We are nothing. Absolutely nothing. When Allah Ta'ala picked up that whole Qawm-e Lut, the entire zameen Allah Pak picked up. And Allah turned it upside down. What are we? What are we? That we think we be powerful, we somebody, nobody must tell me anything. So Allah Pak give us tawfiq to make ruju in Allah. And Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah save us from calamities as He has always saved us. Allah continue to save us. But we too need to turn to Allah. We need to make ruju in Allah. And then on the other side, we must also have some plan of action. Must have some plan of action. A mu'min doesn't sit like a sitting duck. You don't create panic. You don't go and look for trouble, look for troubles. Today every youngster got one big banduk and they want to show what marksmen they are and whatever. Bhai, let me let you in on one secret. You see that handgun that you have, that 9mm, or most people they have a handgun, a 9mm. That is a very weak weapon. It's not a weapon you take into a fight. If you're really going into a fight, going into a war situation, you don't take a 9mm pistol. So if you got one 9mm pistol strapped to your body, don't think you became high and mighty. It's a very weak thing. But at the same time, we have to have some sort of plan of action. A mu'min, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a sahabi, that if somebody comes to steal my wealth, somebody comes to take my things, so what I must do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you mustn't give him. Today what we say? Dejo, wrong as you don't do anything to us. No, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you don't give it. You don't give. He said, what if he fights me? Then fight him back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you fight him back. He said, then what if he has to kill me? He said, then you in Jannah. You in Jannah, to usme kya? If I kill him, then he is in Jannah. He came to rob you, you killed him, he is in Jannah. He kills you, you go to Jannah. So we must abide by the law. We are law-abiding citizens. We are peaceful people. Right? We are peaceful people. We are helpful people. Generous people. But at the same time, we are not walkover people. We are not walkover people. So as a town, you must have a plan of action. There is something has to happen. How are we going to take care of our women folk? How are we going to take care of our children? What are we going to do? Don't think each person, no, I got my walls here, I got my security company, I got my electric fence. All that is nothing. You have to work like an ummat. You have to work like an ummat. You have to come together and have some sort of plan. That if something has to happen, how are we going to look after ourselves? How are we going to network between one another? How are we going to protect one another's businesses? It is those same businesses that are contributing to our masajid, our madaris. Zakat is coming out from there, going to our poor people, etc. That is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. It has to be protected. So some plan of action. The older, elder people of the town, they must sit and make mashwara, sit with the elder ulama, etc. And make mashwara and see. We can't just be like sitting ducks and just wait for things to happen. And don't just take things for granted that, no, this is a foreigner thing, and this thing and that thing. No. Things can just go out of hand at any moment. So Allah Ta'ala protect. The main thing is ruju' in Allah. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah. Make tawbah, make istighfar, put our affairs right. Give sadaqah. Daily cry to Allah. Start some yasin khatam. At home also. Get the children involved. Get the families involved. And on the other hand, we must also prepare ourselves. We must also prepare ourselves. But as I said earlier, that we don't go looking for trouble. We don't look for trouble. But at the same time, we can't just let people walk over us also. Allah Ta'ala guide us, Allah Ta'ala protect us, and Allah Ta'ala keep us always with aman, with afia. Most important, Allah Pak make us His. Allah Ta'ala make us His.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaan hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ اللہ اینچے شیری نست نام, شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله, لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث, أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا
يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا كريم يا غفور الرحيم يا رؤوف الرحيم يا أرحم الراحمين يا راحم المساكين يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام. نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك. هو الله هو موز بلبد الله كائن الله loving Allah, forgiving Allah, tolerant Allah, caring Allah, oh our Allah who loves to forgive, oh our Allah who becomes pleased when his bandas turn to forgiveness, oh Allah, we are your weak bandas, oh Allah, we are full of faults, full of shortcomings, O Allah, full of weaknesses, O Allah. From the time we became of age right up till this very moment, we have led a life of ghaflat, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, O Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, O Allah. Ya Allah, something that you love to do is to forgive the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, your pious bandas, they can present all their nek amal to you, O Allah. Ya Allah, we weak ones, O Allah, we got nothing but guna, O Allah. But we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you have instructed us not to lose hope in your mercy. Ya Allah, you have assured us that you forgive all sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. Forgive our gunas, O Allah. Forgive our major sins, forgive our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed openly or discreetly. In the brightness of day, in the darkness of night, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, forgive those gunas that we are committing repeatedly, O Allah. Despite knowing what we're doing is wrong, O Allah. We made tawbah. We broke the tawbah, O Allah. But O Allah, we can only turn to you. No matter how many times we broke our tawbah, O Allah. Only you are Ghafurur Rahim. Only you are Ghaffarud Dhunub. Only you are Sattarul Uyub. Ya Allah, you are Rahim, Kareem, Khuda. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us. Ya Allah, remove every black dot from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove every guna from our book of deeds, O Allah. Ya Allah, remove the sins from the memory of our limbs, O Allah. From the memory of earth, O Allah. From the memory of the Malaika, O Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our asatiza, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our mashayikh, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our spouses, O Allah. Forgive our children, O Allah. Forgive our family members, our friends, O Allah. Those whose haq is upon us, those whose ihsan is upon us, those who have asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of our beloved Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive all the marhumin, marhumat, O Allah. Ya Allah, don't leave a single ummati out of this humble little dua of ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every ummati of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us all hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat. Ya Allah, what life is gone, is gone. We cannot bring back a single moment. But O Allah, from this moment onwards, let us live our lives, Ya Allah, in your obedience. Put us on sirat-i-mustaqim. Ya Allah, let us become those who follow the shariat, who follow the sunnah, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Far too long have we remained the puppy dogs of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, create a nafrat in our heart for guna, O Allah. Give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to realize haq is haq, batil is batil, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, Ya Allah, to stay away, Ya Allah, from layani, from futile things, O Allah. Ya Allah, put us on shariat, put us on sunnat, O Allah. Ya Allah, incline our hearts towards good deeds, O Allah. Let every sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become beloved to us, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring about halat of aman and peace around the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, in our country also, O Allah. Ya Allah, there is so much of uncertainty. Ya Allah, so many of our brothers, O Allah, they are being hit, O Allah. Their shops are being looted, O Allah. They are being chased out of their homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, you make it asan for them, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are returning to their homes, make their journey safe, O Allah. Open up doors of rosy for them over there at their homes, O Allah. Make it asan for them, O Allah. Protect them, O Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it easy for everyone around the globe, O Allah. Whoever is in war-torn countries, poverty-stricken countries, disaster-stricken countries, come to the aid and assistance, O Allah. Ya Allah, here also, O Allah, you come to our aid. Ya Allah, so many times, O Allah, we were told, difficulties are going to come, war is going to break out, this is going to happen, that is going to happen. Always your mercy, Ya Allah, engulfed us. You protected us, you safeguarded us. Even if we suffered some losses, you gave it back to us. Ya Allah, once again, we are begging of you, Ya Allah. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. Allahumma waqiyatan ka waqiyatil waleed. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. You have mercy on us, O Allah. Safeguard us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard the country from difficulties and war and civil strife. Ya Allah, safeguard our businesses, safeguard our homes. Ya Allah, safeguard our families, O Allah. But Ya Allah, most of all, make us pakka believers, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us realize that the only thing that's really there to strive for is your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us realize that our mission in life is ilahi karimatik. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila mustamila daima. Ya Allah, those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems. Ya Allah, give barakat in our risk, in our time, O Allah, in our homes, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to create a deeni mahol in our homes, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are seeking marriage partners, grant them nek, salih, compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that don't have awlad, bless them with nek, salih, pious awlad, with afiyat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you know the nek hajat within the hearts of each and everyone. Fulfill each and everyone's jais, hajat, nek hajat. You know the problems, difficulties that each one may be facing. You assist and help us in our problems, our difficulties. Those that are makuruz, O Allah, help them to pay off all their qarz, O Allah. Those that are seeking employment, grant them employment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many of our friends, family members, ummatis around the globe have been for Hajj. They are returning from Hajj. Ya Allah, accept their Hajj, O Allah. Ya Allah, let them, Ya Allah, let their du'as all be accepted, O Allah. Let them remember us in their du'as, O Allah. Let them be true delegates of the ummat, O Allah. Ya Allah, take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, bring about halat of aman and peace in Aqsa, O Allah. Ya Allah, give Masjid al-Aqsa back into the hands of the Muslim Ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you keep us with good health, with afiyat, don't make us muhtaj upon anyone, O Allah. Ya Allah, but in the end we know that we have to pass away, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, let not the angel of death find us in any type of guna, O Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of our mouth comes, then let it be at a time when you are most pleased with us. In an action that is most pleasing to you, in a place that is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, kalima wala maut naseeb farma, iman wala maut naseeb farma, the time of our maut. Ya Allah, show us some tajalli of yours, and let our ruh come jubti jubti to you. Let our kubur be gardens from amongst the gardens of Jannat, on Maidan-e-Hashar. Ya Allah, let us get a drink from the Mubarak hands of our beloved Rasulullah. Let us be seated in the shade of your arsh. Ya Allah, let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make sifarish for us. Let us receive our nama-i-ahmal in our right hand. Let us cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannat al-Firdaus without any reckoning. And Ya Allah, grant us your ru'yat in Jannat, oh Allah. Grant us your ru'yat in Jannat. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridha bil qada. Wa nas'aluka barda al-'ayish ba'da al-maut. Wa nas'aluka ladhata an-nazar ila wajhik. Wa shawqa ila liqaik. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Just one parting request, that many of our brothers whether from Malawi, other countries, that they are living here in the country, many of them are working for us, etc. Some of them, they want to make their way back home. They don't have the funds to make their way back home. Assist them. They want to go back home. Assist them. Yes, there is takazas in Sham and there is takazas in everywhere else. But this is in our country. This is in front of us. These are people that we read namaz next to. They worked for us. We benefited from them. It's our duty to assist them. It's very sad we are getting accounts of people who were working in businesses for so long, and now when all this, what the name of those people was, they were going around closing the businesses and saying, let's get rid of the foreigners and must employ the locals. Yes, we must employ the locals. Nobody say mustn't employ them. But that's, I'm not getting into that. My point is that now a lot of businesses, they've just discarded these people. They're sorry, we can't employ you now, go. Finish. Is that right or that is not right? So those that want to go back home, assist them. If they are zakatable, assist them with your zakat monies. Try to get them back home. Some of them, they're living here so long, they got fridge, they got stove. To understand their life in Malawi, the average person, if you get work, right, the amount you will earn there is equivalent to our 35 rand here. That's a day's wage. And a loaf of bread is equivalent to our 40 rand. So it's very difficult for them. That's why they come out looking for job and all that. Those that are illegal in the country, they are illegal in the country. Whatever, I'm not going into all that discussion. What I'm saying is, it's becoming very dangerous for them in the locations where they're staying, etc. If they want to go home, assist them. Assist them and send them home. If they got goods, assist them. There are transporters that take their goods, find out, put their goods onto a truck and send them away nicely. Give them a good send-off. Let them go home. If you have extra, give it to them. They can start up something at home or it can help them until they get onto their feet. It's our duty to do that. Messengers think, oh, they are just foreign and this. No. They are Muslim brothers end of the day. It's our duty to help them. Assist them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. I mentioned earlier that put this thing off, man.